Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
We call us hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. APP. What a ding-a-ling. Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan, you got plenty of money. Get you a driver. Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. And of course, we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company.
There you go.
The real ABC. I used to say new.
Trademark.
We are the real ABC.
Trademark pending.
ABCC.
All right, there you go. That's even better. ABCC. Anyway, the guy doing the ABC voice, ABC, is our very own Big Shot.
What's up? What's happening?
And Mr. 315 sitting there looking up. He's sitting there looking up tickets for the Bears game this weekend.
No, he's looking.
The Niners.
He's looking at tickets for the Colts and the Jets starting at $9.
Well, dude,
for Monday night football.
Is that a Monday night game?
Please don't tell me that's a Monday night game.
No, it's a Monday night game.
$9!
Which one are you staying to watch more, the 49ers and Bears or the Colts and Jets?
The Colts and the Jets. I want to see Andrew Luck. Let's go, Mr.
Against
Luck.
Against the Jets?
Yeah.
Dude, if he does not have more than 300 yards passing and 3 touchdowns, Chuck Pagano should be fired the next day.
Really? It's Monday night. Teams show up for Monday night. You see what Green Bay did Monday night.
I know, but you're playing the Jets, man. You should dominate that team. Let's get to the rest of our picks for the NFL. Late games. You got the Bills at the Raiders. This is a big game for both of these teams. 6-5 against the Raiders. Oh, by the way, I did mention the Cowboys win tonight. We clinch a playoff spot.
Yes, yes.
I meant to add that, by the way. In case you didn't know on your Facebook page. The Bills at the Raiders. Who y'all got?
I'm going with the Raiders. The Raiders are a 3-point favorite at home. The Bills will play tough, no question. But the Raiders have been finding ways to win, and I think it continues for them. 34-28.
You know what? I'm going to go with the Bills with the upset.
Wow.
Their backs against the wall. They're fighting for their playoff lives. And it helps my Chiefs winning the division pick that I had in this past summer. So, but I think the Bills are going to play with a lot of urgency and pull out a close one. It's going to be close.
I think, I got the Chiefs winning this division as well, but the Chiefs still have to play the Raiders again, so I think they'll take care of that. I'm going to Raiders this weekend. I think anytime you get an athletic defensive player, defensive end, and you put him against an athletic quarterback like Tyrod Taylor, the defensive end is going to win the game. And I think Khalil Mack is going to destroy Taylor this weekend. He might have another pick six this weekend. I think the Raiders win. I don't trust Rob Ryan's defense. So I'm going to go.
We just don't trust the Ryans.
Right. I don't
Rex
trust
Ryan.
At all.
Rob Ryan.
So I'm going to go with the Raiders to beat the Bills. The Redskins, the racial slurs at the Cardinals. Who y'all got?
Arizona is a 2-point favorite. They are Jekyll and Hyde, man. One week they'll play good and look like they're going to be resurgent, and another week they'll only score 19, get waxed, give up, allow 40 points. I like Washington right now. Well, Jordan Reed isn't going to play.
Again.
So that's hurting them. Man. All right. I'm going to take Arizona at home. I wouldn't be surprised if Washington wins the game. But without Jordan Reed, they're a little easier to defend. So I'll take Arizona 24-20.
I'm going to go to the flip side of that. Same score. Go at Washington. I'm for the rest of the year, I'm done with Arizona. They have to address the quarterback situation now. That defense has to address
another corner.
Yeah, has to get fixed.
Patterson.
Yeah, exactly. Peterson. And what's wrong with the Honey Badger? He hasn't been.
He's not healthy.
He just got back last week.
Yeah.
I think they rushed him back too.
They did.
He rushed himself back too. Yeah. He should have. I'm not ready.
I think for the rest of the season, I'm done with Arizona. I really thought they'd be competitive with Seattle in that division, going neck and neck. But, yeah, they've really been disappointing. And I like Arians as a coach, man. He's too good of a coach for this team to be struggling like this.
That's the reason I'm going Arizona is because of the coach. I trust him more than I do Jim Gruden.
Jay Gruden.
John Gruden, whatever.
Yeah, Jay one Gruden. Of the Grudens.
It's one of the Gruden brothers. And I still – listen, when he plays good cornerbacks, Cousins struggles. He's playing Peterson this weekend. I don't trust him. And you got Jordan Reed not playing. You know, I'm going to go Arizona win this game easily.
Easily.
Hmm. I'm thinking 37 to – because you don't see David Johnson. And if you watch Zeke against the Redskins, they ran the ball well, not as good as usual. But I think Arizona will be able to run the ball with David Johnson. So I'm going to go Arizona win 37 to 21. Tampa Bay at San Diego. This is a huge game. San Diego's still got a playoff chance. Don't count them out.
Tampa Bay too.
Tampa Bay is right there. This is a big game this weekend.
San Diego 4-point favorite at home this weekend, off a bye week. Rejuvenated Phillip Rivers. 47.5 is the over under. Buccaneers have actually won games on the road. Like four of their six wins are on the road. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take Phillip Rivers at home this week. After a big win like that against Seattle, an emotional win with the corner lost his father, got an interception. They carried him off the field last week. Flying to the West Coast, having to deal with a rested San Diego team. It's going to be too much to ask from a decimated Tampa team. San Diego, 38. Tampa, 35.
I'm going with my boy Winston. Tampa Bay. 21-17. Tampa Bay.
This is going to be a shootout, I believe. This is going to be one of those 38-35 games. And I'm going to Tampa. I'm going to go different than you. I think that this is a momentum builder for this young team. And Jameis is so strong. And Mike Evans, I think, with the two of them. And they got Doug Martin back. So, you know, I think Martin back in the fold. I think this team is going to me – and people say it, this is one of the most talented teams in the NFC as far as offensively.
Tampa Bay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and watch out for them if they make a playoff because I think they can make a run. Jameis is that type of quarterback. He's a winner. I just watch Tampa Bay, man. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Tampa. They're on a three-game winning streak. And you're right. They could falter after a very emotional win last week, but I think they'll turn it the other way. If Dirk Koetner is, you know.
Cutter
is doing any good. The next game, the Giants at the Steelers. Another big game.
That's a big game.
Yep. Giants need to win to keep pace with Dallas. Steelers need to win to keep the division lead with Baltimore.
Giants have won six in a row. Pittsburgh, 6.5-point favorite at home. 48 is the over-under.
I would go 55.
Man, Ben Roethlisberger hasn't had great games against the Giants, but Eli hasn't had super games against Pittsburgh. Who do you trust?
I'm going to go G-Men. Over the last five games, they've had like 21 sacks as a team. They are playing better defensively. Are they going to allow points? Absolutely. This is Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's going to score points, but Pittsburgh can't stop nobody.
Their defense is horrible.
And OBJ should have a huge game against them. If not, Sterling Shepard will tie. I don't know if Victor Cruz is back or not this week. Rashad Jennings will.
He had a touchdown last week.
Who? Cruz?
Yeah.
He did? Okay. So, just a lot of weapons for Eli. I think they win 28-27.
I'm going to go Giants just for the simple fact that they need this game, actually. They're 8-3. They win this game. They go 9-3. Maybe if Dallas loses tonight, then that game on the December 11th, the Meadowlands, that's a big game.
That's a huge – that's for the division.
Oh, that's for the division.
Oh, no, it's a big game anyway because they are only loss of the season
right,
to them.
Right, and you can't and you probably can't afford to lose twice to them.
Oh, no.
I'm going with the Steelers, and here's why. The Giants still can't run the ball. They got Jennings back. There's no balance on this team offensively. Defensively, they are horrible in the secondary. Besides Landon Collins, they have no corners.
Jenkins is pretty good.
No, he's not. He's talk. He is nothing but talk, like he talked last week, and he got burnt many times. But the by Cleveland, I think. Yes, Terrell Pryor. He was talking to T. Pryor.
I saw that.
And he got burnt many times. The Giants secondary is not that good. You can throw against them. I think Antonio Brown's going to have a great game. I think Bell's going to have a great thing. I think Big Ben's going to have a great game. Remember, the Steelers have not had a statement win this year. I'm talking about a statement where they go out and just put a game together and grow over people. I think this is a game they put together. I'm going to say Steelers 35-20, something like that. The last game of the week, the Colts at the Jets. Who y'all got? Is anybody going to Jets?
No.
Fitzpatrick?
Nah.
All right.
Especially if Andrew Luck's not playing like he did last week and yeah, I didn't find out till Thursday or Wednesday.
That was short notice for fantasy people. That was pretty short.
It was definitely short notice for my pick, too, yeah. Before he preseason. I was like, man. Yeah, Colts going to win. Scott Tolzien starting. The who?
Is that Visine?
Who?
Is that Visine? I don't know what that is.
It was Vaseline or something. It just wasn't working.
Visine?
Something that didn't need to be on the field. If Andrew Luck plays, Colts win. They'll score 30-plus.
If Andrew Luck doesn't play, Colts win.
Yeah.
No.
Tolzien. No, even Tolzien plays, they're winning this game.
Yeah.
Dude, you can sign. They'll win with whoever who starts at quarterback. Charlie Whitehurst, bring him back. Clipboard Jesus, bring him back for a week. All right, let's go into Dummies of the Week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall, BSS Carolines, Dummy of the Week. All right, do you guys have any dummies?
Oh, let me go first on this one.
All right.
J.R. Smith. J.R. You are on the court. Well, actually, you walk off the court to talk to Jason Terry. You high-five and a hug in Jason Terry while your man... I think it's the what was the kid from she used to play for
Tony
Chicago.
Snell.
Tony Snell, you give up a wide open dunk. Tyronn Lue should have benched him the rest of the game for that. That was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. While the ball's in play, you walk to the other team's bench and starts talking to one of the guys on the bench.
And he baited him the whole way. And it's funny. Terry don't like you.
Right. And remember, and after Milwaukee scored, you saw guys on the bench get up and start high-fiving Jason Terry. Like, yeah. You got him. You got him.
You said he would fall for it.
Yeah. Idiot. That's my dummy of the week, man.
All right.
Easily.
You got any?
One more time for Darren Sharper, sentenced to 20 years.
Oh, man.
After being found guilty of course, the rape cases that transited through four states. What in the hell is wrong with this guy? He better hope he's not in general population because they about to make mincemeat out of your booty hole, boy. Yeah. You are in trouble.
I don't get – see, that still bothers me that – with this whole Darren Sharper thing. I mean, you have money, You're a good-looking guy. What? I don't. Somebody help me out.
He didn't want to have to play the game. He just wanted instant gratification. So and I guess was, he drugging the women and taking advantage of one.
And this
of
is what in four different states, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh my, four different states. You raping?
Man, I think he's going to San Quentin too, man. But I don't want to go to San Quentin.
But I agree. He's in trouble in prison because one thing they don't like are rapists and child molesters.
Whoop whoop.
And they gonna rape and molest him.
Your name is Darina now, fool.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna give it. Are you done with your dummies?
I'm done.
I'm gonna give a dummy the big shot for posting all these pictures on our Facebook
page. I was just sharing them.
No, I know. I'm getting. I'm.
Yeah. Are you taking heat?
Did you see my Brock Osweiler one?
Yes, I did see that. That was a good one. No, I'm just missing. The first one I'm gonna go with Shumpert. Shumpert and the Cavs, man. Listen, I'm not really giving him a dummy, but he sent a message to the Warriors. We're going to bust your blank, beep. Period. I can't wait to see the playoff game because I know it's coming at some point. I cannot wait to see that game.
This is the rubber match, man, if they meet in the finals. This is the rubber match right here.
Let's go ahead and give one to Tom Brady for the great block he had. I gave him a hit the week. I'm going to give him a dummy as well. That was great. The next one I have, let me go ahead and give myself a dummy for picking the Rams to beat the Saints behind Jared Goff. They got beat 49-24. It was horrible.
Even Willie Snead had a touchdown pass in that game.
You're right. Willie Snead had one. The Eagles trolled the Packers on scoreboard during Monday night football warmups. Check out the down and distance on the Eagles scoreboard prior to the Packers game. It said 4th and 26.
Oh,
everybody remember what
I remember
from,
that.
Right?
Donovan McNabb. The Fred X was it? Yeah. Fred was it? Freddie Mitchell.
Yep, Freddie Mitchell. The next one. Let me go ahead and give Jeff Fisher a dummy. The whole ordeal with Eric Dickerson. You're a dummy. First of all, in case you didn't know, if you're a Hall of Famer, you get sideline passes for four to any football game at any time that you want to go to. You just need to give them 2 weeks to get you the tickets. Jeff Fisher, you get a dummy of the week. I have to give you one.
How he still has a job, I don't know.
And everything. Not knowing who plays on the Patriots. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. You know better.
He needs to go.
And let me just show a little love to the Milwaukee Bucks. During when the Warriors came into town, and any fan that had on like a Warriors jersey or a Warriors
bandwagon
shirt,
cam, I saw, yeah,
like they just picked up this shirt this morning. Oh, they just got that from outside right there.
But those were kids, so I felt bad because, like, they're kids, man.
Like, you at the Milwaukee Buck game, you don't come to see the damn Warriors. Support your team that's in your city.
You don't go.
Come
see
on,
the Bucks.
Wisconsin. We better than that.
You don't see the Bucks either.
No, you don't want to go see the Bucks. All right, let's go into Cash Money.
Believe it, please. You already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green. Team Invasion, daddy.
Southern smoke.
All I ever wanted was some cash money. All
right. You got any cash money players of the week?
I'm going to start with Ryan Tannehill. Pulled him off the waiver wire last week to start for my fantasy football team. All he had was over 300 yards from the line of scrimmage, 3 touchdown passes, which accounted for 32 fantasy football points for my team. Way to go, Ryan Tannehill. And also Kirk Cousins, I know he lost before 41 completions. Isn't that an NFL record or something, 41 completions?
It's close. I'll look it up.
I mean, my God, Kurt was slinging that thing all over the field, but it still wasn't enough.
Mine is – I'm going to go – he's had a hell of a week. Russell Westbrook. This walking triple-double. Actually, he's averaging a triple-double.
He is only the third player in NBA history to average a triple-double this late into the season.
And the other two was by one person.
Yeah,
so.
Oscar, yeah. I mean, he's on a tear, man. He's on a mission. Probably front runner for MVP right now.
hands down.
Yeah, but the only question I have is just how long he can sustain this, man.
We were just talking about players taking time off and being upset. This guy never takes any time off. No. He's always on the freaking court.
He's never – yeah, it'll never be one of those where you'll see Russell Westbrook at the bottom of the ticker.
He's one of those rest. Players.
You'll never see that.
And people are complaining that he's playing so much because
– I mean, get right now. What do you want? You want him to not take nights off, but then you complain when they're playing too much? Right. Make up your mind!
Well, no, I'm not complaining. I'm glad he's doing it.
Hey, he's about to see TV right now. He has to play, and he has to put up these numbers for them just to be competitive.
Exactly.
And look, we knew this was the type of season
we all knew this.
He's one of the best players in the world, and, you know, he's doing it.
We saw him a couple years ago when Durant went out with that injury.
Yep.
Went on a tear like this. They didn't make the playoffs.
Yep.
But, it's the same thing. We've seen this before. But,
Do you have any other ones?
No.
All right. That's a good one. Tampa Bay upset the Seahawks. Bucks defense has 6 sacks and only allowed 5 points. Tom Brady becomes the 5th quarterback in NFL history to pass for 60,000 yards. And he also won his 200th game to tie Peyton Manning for most victories in NFL. He'll get number 201 this week against the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, NFL.
You can pencil that in right now, today.
The Saints rout the Rams 49-21. Breeze 4 touchdowns and offense 555 yards. Breeze joins Peyton Manning as the only 2nd player to have 4-plus touchdowns in 30-plus games. Jared Goff for 3 touchdowns in his 2nd start.
Way to go, Woo-hoo! Mr. Goff.
Mr. Goff.
We know you can throw the football.
No, we do not speak Russian. I wish we did. I barely speak English. But thank you for joining us on Periscope. Ohio State went over Michigan in 2 overtimes. It was a very great game. Cowboys won 10 in a row, first time in franchise history, which is amazing with our franchise. Falcons crushed the Cardinals 38-19. Penn State routes Michigan State 45-12. That was an embarrassing game. Lamar Jackson and Dalvin Cook headline all ACC team. Tyreek Hill, we talked about earlier, first player rush touchdown, receiving and kick return. Jeremy Lamb scoring 21 points against the Grizzlies and then 18 points and 17 rebounds versus the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
17 rebounds. Do you know how many rebounds Ward Hibbert had? 3.
Because Jeremy Lamb was getting them all. I know. Way to go, Jay Lamb.
This guy's like 5 feet, 5 inches shorter.
Jay Lamb's still 6'7", 6'8", a freak athlete. Of course he grabbing the rebounds.
I know, but our 7'2" center gets like 3.
Because he only getting a few minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Rebounding isn't Roy Hibbert's strong suit anyway.
I know. Playing basketball
is a roadblock under the paint.
He's 7'4", though.
So what? Y'all mean with 7'20", and he couldn't grab no rebound.
He got a rebound.
Every once in a while.
And he scored in an NBA game.
Blake Griffin don't average 10 rebounds a game.
I know, but he gets more than 3 or 4.
When Roy gets a chance to get a rebound, he gobbling it up. Hey, is that right, Big Roy? Come on, Big Roy.
Big Roy's too slow to get to a rebound. All right, let's move on to college football, NBA for a second. College coaching carousel real fast. Thoughts on LSU hiring Orgeron?
Oh, LSU said, look, you don't want us. We aren't your first pick. You trying to play with us? No, we're going to go Orgeron. I thought it was a good thing.
Yeah.
He really rallied that program after the sudden firing of Les Miles. All the recruits that Les Miles got, most of them are coming to the school still. He's from Louisiana. I think it's fine. I think it's a good pick. And whoever he decides to get as his OC will – hopefully be better than the previous OCs.
Lane Kiffin is not going to.
No. Lane Kiffin wants a head coaching job. Absolutely.
And it might be Houston or even Oregon.
But he's done in Alabama because him and Nick Saban are about to kill each other.
Have you seen what's been going on the sidelines with them two?
His contract's running out this season.
And you know, Lane Kiffin is an offensive guy. He wants to throw the football. He wants to get the points up. Nick Saban is, okay, we're up. Let's run the ball. Let's control the clock. Get out of here. And so they're constantly, why are you not running the ball? Why are we calling these passing plays? And Lane Kiffin, like, we got to keep it, you know, we got to keep variety. Variety is the spice of life, so we still have to pass the football.
I think Orgeron's the wrong hire.
Really?
Because I don't think his recruit – it's a good rah-rah thing for this year, but he's – listen, he still didn't score a point against Alabama, and he lost another game. I mean, he only went 5-2. It's not like he won the games that he needed to win. I just – and I know he's an LSU guy, so I hope it works out. But I think they'll be in the same situation 2 years from now, trying to find somebody else.
They just need to find a quarterback. They better go and recruit a good quarterback.
They wanted Todd Herman, and Herman didn't want to go there. So,
well, Herman said, well, we want to see what Texas is having to offer. And LSU, did. They were being impatient. We don't want to be someone's fiddle toy. We want you to want us.
Yeah.
Our feelings are hurt.
Then we had Texas hiring Herman. You like that move or not?
You know how I feel about it, but if it works out for Texas, more power
to you. That's fine with me. That's, yeah.
Yeah, Charlie Strong got the wrong end of the deal, definitely, but I think they got the right guy. Oregon fired Helfrich. Who replaces him real fast? Chip Kelly already said he ain't coming back. He's not going back.
That would have been my guess.
We'll see.
And it looks like
Chip he says it now, but we'll see what he'll be saying in eight weeks.
Looks like he's going to keep his job at San Fran, too, for another year.
He needs to follow the changes they did. I'm going to go I think the perfect hire would be Scott Frost, dude. He was there.
Get Gene Chizik.
No. Or go get Jim McElwain's been rumored from Florida.
Who's the coach for Carolina? There.
Larry Fedora.
That's what I meant. Larry
Fedora.
Fedora. Go get Larry Fedora from Carolina. Yeah. He's an offensive guy. At least your offense will be good.
Watch out for Scott Frost, Lane Kiffin, possibly, because he's used to the Pac-12. I think he would be a good fit, but we'll see. Friday starts the championship weekend in college football. You got number 9, Colorado, versus number 5, Washington. Who wins real fast?
I'm going to go with the Huskies, man. Huskies. Come on, UW.
Washington. Yeah.
I'm gonna go.
I had them in the top 4 all year, pretty much all year.
Saturday we got number 10 Oklahoma State at Oklahoma for the Big 12 championship. It's not really a championship game; it's battle. Who wins?
For Oklahoma State, Oklahoma. I'm gonna go Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma.
I'm gonna go Oklahoma. 8 SEC championship. Alabama.
Come on, really? Pass.
Any chance?
Pass. No. Pass, yeah, pass.
Alabama, this is not going to be close. ACC championship, Virginia Tech, Clemson.
Pass.
Yeah, no pass. Chance?
No chance. Pass. No.
All right. I'll go with Clemson. I think it's going to be close. Big Ten championship, Penn State, Wisconsin.
This is a tricky one. I'm a root for the Nittany Lions, man. Let's go, James Franklin.
In Penn State?
I'll go Wisconsin. That defense nasty. Playoff Final Four. This week's Final Four is Final Six is Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Washington, Michigan, Wisconsin. How does it end after this week?
It's hard to say.
What's your Final Four?
If Wisconsin wins the Big Ten championship game, then Ohio State falls out. Wisconsin moves.
You think they fall out?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think they're a lock.
Ohio State, I think they're in, too. I think they're a lock, too, actually.
So, you got Alabama. You think Wisconsin will win. And who else?
Bama, Wisconsin, Clemson, UW.
But
Clemson will move to 2. UW will move to 3. And then Wisconsin will take 4. That 4th spot.
I got Alabama, Ohio State, Washington, and Clemson.
I'm going to go Alabama, Ohio State are definitely in. They're locks. If Ohio State was 3, then I would say possibly. And I'm gonna say Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and Michigan. Because I think Michigan slides in, even if Wisconsin wins, because of the game versus Ohio State. And I think you get 2. They're the best 2 teams out. I mean, they're 2 of the best teams in the country.
You know who I feel bad for? Oklahoma State. They were absolutely robbed. And one loss this year on a 4th down play on some bogus flag. They should be sitting at 1 loss and probably sitting at 5 or 6 in the playoff right now. With a win over Oklahoma, they would have a chance to be in the playoff too.
Right. All right, let's go into 2 words for you. We'll skip NBA this week. We'll talk more about it next week. There's a lot of NBA, actually real fast, there's a lot of good NBA games this week.
Especially tonight.
Tonight, the Clippers at the Cavs, Rockets at Warriors. Also, another great game. Friday night, you got Cavs at Bulls. Saturday, Hawks at Raptors. Sunday, you got the Pelicans at Thunder. I know the Pelicans aren't good, but it's Anthony Davis. Pacers at Clippers. Monday, you got the Cavs at Raptors. Thunder at Hawks. Blazers at Bulls. Celtics at Rockets. Pacers at Warriors. Next week, Tuesday, you got Spurs at Timberwolves. Wednesday, you got Lakers, Rockets, Cavs, Knicks, and Warriors and Clippers next Wednesday.
It's almost Christmas Day, man.
Yep, so it's heating up.
Get ready for those Christmas Day games. Golden State at Cleveland. Woo! Oh, let's go.
That's going to be great. Let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, two words. Janoris Jenkins calls out T. Pryor despite his 131-yard performance. Says, you are a blank eater to me. Caught balls in zone.
That's what corners do, especially if they feel like, hey, we were blowing y'all out. We just playing a pre-event. You can grab these yards. It's all good. Leave Terrell Pryor alone, though. Terrell Pryor has came a long way. But two words for that. Wah, wah. Stop crying. He ate you up. What was 11 receptions for like 171 yards or some ridiculous 131 yards. Wah, wah. Stop crying.
Mine's a shut up. Stop talking.
Mine is overrated, overpaid. That's exactly what you are, Janoris Jenkins. That's what you did in St. Louis, and that's what you do in New York.
And it got him in trouble in St. Louis because, remember, a few years ago when they came here, he got into that mess with Steve Smith, and Steve Smith said if he sees them, it's on site.
Talk about people they paid, overpaid a corner. He is one of the most overpaid corners, and they brought him to New York. The defense line, hey, Vernon and all them guys are great. Jenkins is overrated, and he's getting burnt. Hey, you got – come on, dude. I mean, seriously. Odell Beckham Jr. trolls LeBron with touchdown celebration after his second score, gets loudly booed by fans.
Pay homage. I thought that's what he was doing, more than likely, because, like, hey, I scored. I'm going to throw the chalk. I'm going to pound on my chest. You know, when LeBron was in Miami, Cam Newton did a similar LeBron celebration after he scored a touchdown. I think these athletes just pay homage because they love and respect LeBron James.
I call it NBA envy to a certain degree because you have all these NFL players who mock the NBA players. So I think it was kind of a homage thing also. But, yeah, these NFL guys, to me, look up to these NBA players. Because you always see a running back or a quarterback saying, I'm the LeBron James or I'm the Kobe Bryant of.
And these guys were all young, so they remember LeBron when they were probably in fifth grade, fourth grade, third grade, coming right out of high school.
Right. I'm going to go with welcome to Cleveland, man. I mean, seriously? Welcome to Cleveland.
You can't touch him.
No.
Do not say anything bad about LeBron.
Which is funny.
Or we'll burn you.
Three or four years ago, they couldn't wait to burn everything. Now they're stand up. They'll walk through a wall for this guy.
I'm telling you.
Dez Bryant calls Josh Norman after Cowboys beat Redskins, says they should get their money back.
Maybe they should.
Josh Norman.
Nice burn. Nice burn.
Defective return. Get that money back.
Not since Osweiler. That's all I'll say. Had someone paid over much.
Take it to Nordstrom. Maybe Nordstrom will take it back. Nordstrom has a policy to return anything.
Take them back to Lowe's. They'll take a refund.
Store credit.
Store credit, right? Texas firing Charlie Strong.
No comment.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to get started on that either.
Done wrong. Texas hiring a Todd Herman.
Good luck.
Doesn't matter.
He's got the backing, so he'll be fine. NHL's new Las Vegas franchise will be named Golden Knights. NHL.
Who cares?
I'll pass.
You'll pass?
I'll pass.
hey, high school nickname. That was my high school's – Logan. The Golden Knights. We were the Northern Nationals Golden Knights. Golden Knights. Yeah. I'm down for it. You named after my high school. Not sure how good it's going to be in the NHL, but all right. Jerry Jones calls Prescott the daddy when he uses stiff arm. Don't know what that means. I don't have kids, is what Jerry said. I don't have kids.
Vintage Jerry.
Who is your...
The GM of your team isn't your son? Like you said, vintage Jerry. We love Jerry. Jerry is just so colorful and it's off the wall. I love Jerry Jones,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
There's not a better owner I would take over Jerry Jones. He's a handful at times, but he'll do anything to win or try to win. Best owner. That's all. Best owner in NFL. Richard Sherman says on Cam grabbing the 12th flag last year, karma gets you. Does it look like they're going to make the playoffs?
He's right.
Bad taste.
My two words, you. Really? Really? I mean, dude, Richard Sherman, I mean, Cam grabs the flag and does all this other stuff. But if somebody does something to him, it's shame on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to say about time. I'm glad people are taking jabs back at Cam Newton. They need to.
Yep.
He's deserves
Stop
every bit of it.
Hating on my quarterback.
I'm not hating on
it's
you.
My quarterback. It's my quarterback.
Hey, I have endured on this show for 3 years now of hatred of you and Tony Romo, so I'm going to enjoy it.
Oh, I couldn't have been on this show last year while the Panthers were rolling away. I couldn't have been me. Panthers fans would have hated me.
Oh, no, it's wrong.
Oh, they'd have hated me.
Last one. Reporter says Jay Cutler is not below average quarterback.
He's not below average. He's below mediocre.
What is mediocre? That's below average.
I'm just trying to express how he felt because I guess he didn't want to use average. Right. Bull crap.
I got two set. I have two sets of.
All right, go ahead.
Two sets. My quarterback last snap. That's it.
That's it.
Jeff George, man. That's all.
That's what. Yeah,
but
I said that.
Jeff George is better than you.
Yeah,
I'll Jeff take Jeff George.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah.
I'll take Jeff George over him. All right, let's go into Bon Voyage.
I would say Bon Voyage.
All right, you got any Bon Voyages?
First off, to the demise of Tiger Woods. He's back.
He shot a 70 yesterday.
He shot a 73, one over par today. He, unfortunately for him, he dropped 5 strokes on his last 10 holes, including a double bogey to end the round. But after 466 days of not playing golf, to shoot one over. Way to go, Tiger. Welcome back.
Before we go on, you want there's a couple of
Oh, moments. Yeah. We want to give a shout-out or take a moment to show love to Channing Frye, Zach Randolph. They both lost parents over the Thanksgiving holiday.
And Alton Vernon.
Vernon from Tampa Bay. Yeah. All these people lost their parents, man. Do what you got to do for your families, you know, and get back to your team soon because your second family, because somebody always be the cure
yep.
for that hole that's going to be in your heart.
Absolutely.
Finally, Bon Voyage to this week's episode of BSS Carolinas, coming to you each and every week from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting here at Arrow Point 2 building. Is it the Arrow Point
that
2 building?
That survives tornadoes.
That survived the tornado.
Busted the doors open yesterday. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man.
Find us on iHeart, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, our Facebook page, our website, Breakdown Sports Show Carolinas. Follow us on Twitter, me at Robertson T. Bobby. This
and
man
you can
at,
follow the show at BSS Carolinas.
Just tune, check in.
Absolutely.
Listen to us, man.
And we're going to have phone in very soon so that people can call in. Do you have any more Bon Voyages? That's it? You got any other ones?
Oh, that's it. I'm sorry. I had moved on.
I like to give a shout out to my favorite NBA player of all time, Isaiah Lord Thomas III. What he did last night is epic. Did you guys see it? After North Carolina lost to Indiana, Isaiah holds up a big sign of the Jordan cry face. The Jordan cry face, baby. I love that.
That's the pro trolling, right?
The joy. You have to troll him, yes. The joy in his face. I love it.
Well,
and Jordan deserves it from Isaiah.
We after know him how off the, much after, they hate each other.
After keeping him off the dream team, I will never get over that. Never. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not getting over that ever.
Who did you want? Michael Jordan or Isaiah Thomas?
I'm sorry.
Listen, I love Isaiah, but dude, you know who he reminds me of? Cam Newton. He creates the drama. He creates the mess.
But that was their whole persona, man. Like, they were known for talking that stuff, getting under your skin, being physical. That's how they won games.
But Isaiah should have been on that team. Let's just be real.
No, he should have been on the team. No question.
But Zeke,
who was you going to take off?
Chris Mullin, Christian Laettner.
No. Christian. All right, Christian Laettner had to be on because he's college basketball.
What has Chris Mullin ever done in the NBA?
Chris Mullin was one of the best shooters that ever lived.
Oh my God.
When it was Run DMC,
they were something else. He's no Isaiah Thomas, though.
I'm talking about point guards because you think about it. Magic Johnson.
You had Stockton. But let me tell you, Isaiah could have been on that team too because Isaiah can play off the ball as well. And when they were comparing that dream team to the what was the other team? Was it the 08 Olympic team? Who would win out of those two? Of course, the dream team would have won. But
depends what rules.
But remember the guards the other team had. You had Westbrook, you had CP3, you had Darren Williams, you had Russell Westbrook. Now, had those two teams played each other, you would have needed an Isaiah Thomas to come back at those guys.
Yeah.
That's why he would have been good. He'd have been good playing that team.
I agree with you.
But again, Jordan. Zeke.
Of course. The NBA had Jordan's stuff in their mouth at that time.
I mean,
so.
You had Magic. You had Michael. You wanted to get Larry. You had Scottie Pippen, who's one of the best defenders of all time at the wing.
Larry Bird, really? No pun.
We all know it wasn't just Jordan that didn't want him on
Pippen,
the team.
Too. It was Pippen. Right?
Not just Pippen.
It was Pippen also.
Magic. There's other there was, people.
No,
that
Magic
didn't
want
and
him. Zeke, they loved each other. They were cool.
At that time.
I'm talking about Larry. I'm talking about everybody.
But Larry didn't like him.
There's a lot of people didn't
just because of how the Pistons played.
That's the reason they beat him down. Right. Well, only two times. That's the reason I compare.
Beat who two times?
The Lakers. That's the reason I compare him to Cam Newton because there's a lot of similarities between two. People don't like him a lot, just like Zeke. Because the way he plays and the way he rubbed him wrong. It's true, though.
Don't insult Zeke like that.
All right. Former Dodgers pitcher Ralph Branca dies at age 90. He's the one that gave up Bobby Thompson's home run shot heard around the world. Falcons defense end Adrian Claiborne to miss a month with a torn MCL. Baylor head coach Jim Grobe says he will not be back next season at Baylor. Panthers Ryan Khalil on IR. Bills offensive line Centurio Henderson suspended 10 games for second violation of NFL substance abuse policy. Mizzou suspends Keon DeLosa after arrest for assault. Allegedly hit woman in the face with closed fist. Doc Rivers gets ejected after charging a ref. Has to be held back by team. Oregon fires head coach Mark Helfrich. And last but not least, all prayers and thoughts with the 76 dead after plane crash carrying Brazilian football team. Five survived, but 76 dead.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So, like we said earlier, enjoy the ones closest to you. Glad everybody had a great Thanksgiving.
Hold on, one more Bon Voyage. Yeah. Bon Voyage to Sprint. They are being replaced by Monster Energy as NASCAR's top sponsor.
Wait a minute. So we went from Winston to Sprint, now to Monster. That's the downfall of NASCAR.
It's all about the sponsors.
Dude, I'm being serious. You can't keep All right. Well, there you go. All right. That's the last minute update. You guys got anything else?
As always, sports is life.
You want to say goodbye?
Goodbye, everybody. See y'all next week.
Side piece.
You know, I feel a way now of these two guys trying to diss my boy Zeke. So I feel a type of way now. So I need a week to recover.
We love Zeke.
They just compared him to Cam Newton. I don't like that at all.
Cam Newton is a winner.
Heisman Trophy winner. League MVP.
So was Zeke.
How is that disrespectful?
I'm talking about on the pro level.
I'm talking about the pro level too. Look, MVP of the league.
That doesn't make you a winner either.
All right, we're not going to start another show. So anyway, everybody have a great week in sports. And as always, you can catch us everywhere.
Time for you to go out to the places you will.